This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah, another Jewish woman that is red hot for Jesus. Her name is Sandy Toplinsky. She has a legal background. I'm speaking to her at her home in Anaheim, California. She has just come out with a masterful book. It's simplistic. It's accurate. It's historical. It's spiritual. And it will get you on the right side of the fence on the dividing line of the world in the last days between the counterfeit church and the real church. The title of the book, Why Care About Israel? Now, Sandy, there are many, many Christians that read the New Testament, never look at the Old Testament, read the New Testament through filtered glasses, not from a Hebraic understanding or even a literal understanding, and come up with the conclusion that God is finished with Israel and all the blessings promised to Israel really go to the church and all the curses really go to Israel. They call this replacement theology. Tell me some of the things you point out in your book about replacement theology.
You know, Sid, I'm amazed that wherever I go, people still ask me about replacement theology, an issue that we have been addressing for decades in the church. Replacement theology was even addressed by Paul, the Apostle Paul, in Romans 9 through 11. It is so strategic by the Spirit that he addresses Israel's role vis-a-vis the church and affirms God's continuing covenants with Israel vis-a-vis the church in Romans 9 to 11, because those chapters of Scripture are couched in the context of God's love, his everlasting love, and the resulting call to sacrificial service on account of his everlasting love. And to be honest with you, that's my heartbeat. I wrote this book out of a deep desire to see my Christian brothers and sisters come into dimensions of God's love that they can only experience when they comprehend and experience his heart for Israel. And I believe that that was the passion of Paul. Now, as we know, when Paul wrote the letter to the Romans, there weren't any chapter breaks. Chapter 8 flowed right into chapter 9. Chapter 8 talks about God's love, that nothing can thwart his love from heaven flowing to the sold-out believer, and that nothing can separate us from that love. Immediately after that, he reminds the church in Rome that God has not forsaken his people Israel. And he talks about how the Christian or Gentile church is called to treat Israel. And he maintains that distinction. If the church had replaced Israel, there would be no reason for him to say, for example, in Romans 11:25, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, so that you may not be conceited that Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. And then he goes on to talk more about Israel. And isn't it amazing, Sid, that the very thing that the apostle warns us by inspiration of Holy Spirit not to be ignorant about is the very thing that to this day much of the church is ignorant of, in adhering to this doctrine of replacement theology. And if we continue on in Paul's treatise in Romans 9 to 11 of God's heart for Israel, he concludes Romans 11 by talking of the depth and riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God Almighty. And he attributes glory to God forever and ever. The cosmos will shout forever God's glory as he restores Jew and Gentile together in the faith of one new humanity. And then Paul goes on right after that in chapter 12. And again, remember, there weren't chapters. This is just one letter to the Roman church. Because of this, Paul uses the word therefore. And of course, when we see therefore, we need to ask, what is it therefore?
My friend Dr. Derek Prince, who's now in heaven, he always used to say that.
Yes, he did. And he's watching it from the other end and cheering us on, I'm sure.
And boy, did he have a Jewish heart.
He sure did. Therefore, Paul writes, he says, in view of God's mercy, and what he means is in view of God's mercy toward the Gentiles are to offer their bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, as their spiritual act of worship. Now, there is another application to that scripture, but I'm just talking about its fundamental literal application. Its fundamental literal application is a call to the Gentile church to consider that in all of what the Jewish people, in view of all of what the Jewish people have done, even being hardened in part so that the Gentiles can come into the fullness of salvation, in view of all that, the Christian church will be called to offer their bodies as living sacrifices, reasonable worship, not even extraordinary worship, but reasonable worship. Now, what will that look like? Increasingly, Sid, I think that that will look like laying our lives down for the Lord Jesus Christ and for his people. For Corrie ten Boom's family, loving the Jews and blessing the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not mean material prosperity. It didn't mean they built a mega church. It didn't mean a TV show. It meant that they all, except for Corrie, lost their lives in a concentration camp because they blessed Israel and opened their homes to Jews during the Holocaust who had no place to hide. Now, did they know what they were getting into when they did this? Indeed, they did. Corrie's father had said from the start that losing their lives for the Jews would be, quote, the greatest honor that could come to my family. And that is what, ultimately, I believe the church will be called upon to do. Now, that's not any different from what the Jewish people have been doing in a sense. We have been the world's scapegoat for millennia. We have acted, and again, we just don't have time to get into it, but I go into much more detail in my book, in a sense as intercessory priests, as a nation of priests. Of course, the church is a kingdom of priests, but Israel remains a nation of priests, mediating between heaven and earth, taking blow after blow, century after century from the devil, serving God's purpose. Meanwhile, believers from the nations are coming into the fullness of salvation. But we have laid our lives down for the sake of God's purposes, in a sense, for millennia. And so, too, reciprocally, will Gentile Christians be called to do the same. But the sacrifice is divinely surprising because...
How would Ruth tie in with what you're saying right now?
Well, Ruth shines as an example of one who laid her life down, left her what was comfortable, left her foreign gods, left her community of faith, identified with the people of Israel, became inextricably intertwined in love relationship with a Jewish woman, Naomi. Ruth, as a non-Jewish woman, joined herself to the Commonwealth of Israel, and through that relationship of Ruth and Naomi, Obed was birthed as Naomi introduced Ruth to Boaz, her near-kinsman redeemer. Boaz in
But look at the blessing that Ruth would have lost if she had just gone back to her own people rather than teaming up with the Jew.
Ruth and Naomi together help prepare the way for the first coming of Messiah. And a Ruth company and Naomi company of believers, Jews and Gentiles, will together help prepare the way for Messiah's second coming.
You're listening to Sandy Toplinsky, and I'm interviewing her on her latest book, Why Care About Israel, which you must get. That you're not going to get this information anywhere else. A close personal friend of mine, Dr. Michael Brown, wrote the foreword to the book, and let me read this to you. As one who has carried a strong burden for the salvation of the Jewish people for more than three decades, I can tell you that my own heart was broken afresh as I read. Sandy, how did you even deal with these facts of the history of the, quote, Christian church being so anti-Jewish that you write about in your book?
Well, as you know, mostly I quote Christians describing their own history because I would rather that my readers, most of whom are not Jewish, hear these facts and hear these confessions from non-Jewish believers. But it's very hard. As we talked about earlier, my own personal relationship with the Lord is what my journey through these very tough issues has really been the impetus for birthing the book. And I also hold the future, you know, before my eyes, Sid. And even though there is sacrifice on all of our parts involved, and as we spoke a moment ago, even though Gentile Christians will be called upon to sacrifice for Israel, God is in it. Gentiles blessing Israel releases the blessing of Israel. And ultimately, Sid, the blessing of Israel is more of the blesser himself. What is it that the church is crying out for worldwide? More of God, more of Holy Spirit, more of Jesus. Bless Israel, and you will get more of God, the blesser himself.
We're out of time. The book, Why Care for Israel, get it. Call right now. Donation $15. Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. So a trumpet in